to the other side of the world that we all know. Lazy, hazy, beautiful and lazy.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. How's it going?
This is Odds and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You most certainly are.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
And, well...
we've got an upsetting theme for you today.
Why do you call it upsetting?
Well, it's just how highbrow it all is.
Interesting.
So our show name, Odds and Ends... you probably hear it as something other than you see it spelled. And this week, the theme is odds and ends.
Spelled correctly this time.
I mean, the jury's still out on what correct really means in this instance, but...
We're redefining it. I mean,
every day.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic definition, for sure. And so, what does that mean? It means we didn't know, right? Like, we couldn't really...
Like what it means tonight?
It's miscellaneous.
It's miscellaneous. Yeah, we're gonna do. We're taking it in a couple directions.
Yeah,
we're gonna play some B-sides from previous episodes. So some stuff that, you know, we were gonna play for a certain theme that we decided to scrap that week.
Yeah,
we're gonna play some songs that we decided were too weird.
Yeah, they're too out there.
Too out there. Even for Tufts Freeform Radio.
And I hate to dwell on highbrow, but yeah.
We wanted to play some stuff that we haven't played yet, but working within the themes,
yeah.
And some stuff that we didn't know if we were going to get the chance to play.
Yeah.
Odds and Ends.
Odds
Miscellany.
And Ends.
Miscellany.
Yeah.
Our first song, that was Orange Color Queen by Ty Segall. What were you going to play that for? Was that a B-side to another?
I think that was because the middle of that song was like, you know, you get moving to it, but it's also like a nice slow beginning, kind of nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe both of the Moving You
weeks.
Yeah.
And next up, we've got Free the Frail by JPEG Mafia. Tell us about that one.
I like this one. This one, I don't know. It's good. I don't have much to say about it.
Is it one that maybe you weren't going to get the chance to to play otherwise?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's keep it rolling.
Let's do it.
Steps in the sand, I'm not being carried. If it gets out of hand, you can go on without me.
I do not understand what it is. Bye.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was Body Snatchers by Radiohead.
Yeah, it was. We did it. We got to the quintessential Radiohead stream on a college radio station.
We did.
Yeah. It took us 5 shows.
It took us a while.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
What were you going to pick that for? Or what? How did it apply?
That one, just you put that on and you go for a walk with an angry face on. I don't know. It just keeps you moving. Don't do that to me, please. Would you like to explain what that was?
I'm trying out doing a soundboard.
Yeah.
I need to get better at it.
And we do apologize.
I've got a trigger finger. I just want to use it.
Yeah. Be careful with that finger. Yeah.
Bazinga.
I don't know about that.
All right.
All right.
So next up, we've got Mixed Business by Beck.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about that?
More of the same.
More of the same.
It's a weird one. It's very good. Enjoy.
We love weird ones.
Flock together, making all the people.
That was Disco Dancer by Kiki Gian.
Ooh.
One of my picks. Obviously, I would have played that for the Songs That Make You Move episode.
Yeah.
I didn't use it just because, like, I don't know, the full song is like 7 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't change up a whole lot throughout. And so I didn't, you know, if people weren't into that. But I also think that's the beauty of disco.
Yeah.
It's just... It doesn't change up all that much.
It
just baseline whole way through,
and you're moving the whole time.
You're moving the whole time.
Yeah,
you allow yourself to get immersed in it. We were talking about how much we want to that we wish we lived in the '80s when we listened to that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, we've got "World Go Round" by Derek Hodge.
This is a cool one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there an episode you would have played this for, or is this
probably
just
the same one? If I had to choose, although it's just, it's very cool. It's like vocal, percussion, and bass, and yeah, love this one.
Let's hear it. Thank you.
finally moved out in the street. And friends have grown very weary, 'cause their only friends are her feet.
That was Now She's Gone by Felt.
It's a cool one.
That is a cool one.
Yeah.
In the last break, I said that song made me that a previous song made me want to live in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Just to be clear, only a visit.
Yeah.
I want to take a time machine to the dance floor of a club
mm-hmm.
while that song was playing.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to get out of there. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to stay in the 80s.
It's a temporary visit. Yeah.
That was not a born in the wrong generation kind of comment.
All right. I'm glad you clarified.
there's a lot that's better about the world nowadays than
hey,
the 80s.
Yeah.
I think we got a little public service announcement.
Yeah, I think so. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container. Your car's trunk or... What is... Sorry about this. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This is a really poorly formatted one, I must say.
Yeah. Yeah, questionable.
They wrote out the URL with letters and hyphens.
They did not. Oh, my
and
God.
And dot is spelled D-O-T. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. Oh, WMFO, yes. We care about bears.
We do care about bears.
And
we care about staying safe from bears.
Yeah.
Use those bear boxes.
Yeah, use them.
Are black bears the ones that you're supposed to like get up and make a lot of noise if you see one?
I don't know. Try it. that's our advice.
If someone has a way of remembering which kind of bear you're supposed to like run away from and which kind you're supposed to like scare, please let me know.
It's a dangerous person.
It's just about every time I go in the woods, I look it up and I try and... And I that time I'm like, all right, I'm locking it away.
Yeah.
I do this for black bears, this for brown bears.
Mm-hmm.
I've never retained it.
You don't bring a handbook?
I really don't. I would like to have that knowledge before I actually encounter a bear.
You don't have a bear encounters notes app ready?
That's not a bad idea.
Terrible idea. Do not bank on it.
I could get it tattooed.
Now that's a good idea.
I get it tattooed like chest on piece? My palm?
Chest piece. You can't see the chest piece, but you have it.
So what about a chess piece of like something that would scare the bear away?
Exactly. Yes.
And so then if I see a black bear, I can just take my shirt off.
Right.
I don't even need to do anything.
And it's questionable from everyone else's perspective, but you and the bear know what's going on.
we have a mutual understanding.
The bear is out of there. Yeah.
Let's go and back it's to funny because
you tattooed a you tattooed a brown bear on your chest. Scared off the
exactly.
black bear. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
Where were we?
Maybe I should just carry a handgun.
Yeah. Cool.
That would work too.
Yeah.
Next up.
Oh, yeah.
Guys. Next up, we've got Spikes by Death Grips.
Yeah, we do.
Now, this was one that I was thinking about playing for the episode where we played songs that we have memories attached to. But I decided not to because, I don't know, it's Death Grips, and I got scared to play Death Grips on air.
Yeah.
My memory associated with this one, like many a tough student, I applied early to an Ivy League,
mm-hmm.
Yale,
wow.
And did not get in, and now I'm here.
Is that a Yale plug?
Absolutely not. They rejected me.
Yeah.
But after I got rejected by Yale, I put on my Death Grips playlist... and I coped.
Yeah. Let's cope some more.
Let's do it.
Headless, a skid like Rita lifted ocean. I just like my planet don't spin. I skid all over marks like I'm haunted. Rev it up, drama, la la like prophets. It's never much. I'm more torn in the cockpit, don't interrupt. My turbulence slaps. My path massive, demands panoramic. Massive. Shitty, your 10,000 leagues, sub-zero, sweat dripping. My hand got to rag, grip dies like Jet City. Stand off the love lands, eerie silencing. Like, Build up, fresh meat, a magnetic slip. Severe swerving, I tow lag of uncertainty to your zipper. Locks my sound, yes, silhouette commence. Shot, 60 shots a second on a hex. Clock, a strike between each time your solar plex drops. Have a little soul dipper, zipper. Yeah, I can't help yourself, but skidding down. I've dealt with yourself, I tricked you loud. I'm all held to sculpture, I'm on that bounce. And I'm in that but reflex skidding out. Those in my chest feel like it's fixed into bounds. Bounds, bitch, I can't be the road. Crashing in the planes, I crash and scroll. Max out my oath, don't blame me, I'm no slow. My skin's still the brink, I just slow it. Got knives in my grill, feel bogey. My dicks are manipulated, you open. My skin's ripped, rubber necks, agent orange. I skip like I'm no use. My head bent expand like I choose juice. I binge, all black and heads my tragic ends to a means I can't establish. Noise of nomads, I'll sap by a spike. Humanless in both hands, can kill myself twice. Thorns tremble like dildos. Wounded by dummies, traumatized up a side. Broke your eyes like dummies. I'm too fast go, these gates won't stay close. Control gets old, smash on my skin. My muscles grow like slack at the wind. I'm bubbly astronaut, grab my skin.
What a transition.
Was on the high, high holy day, the very best day in the year. Little Maddie Groves had gone to church. Holy words for to hear, holy words for to hear. The first to come down was dressed in red, and the second one dressed in green. The third to come down was Lord Daniel's wife, as fair as any queen, just as fair as any queen. Then Matty Grove says to one of his men, see the fair one dressed in white. Although she is Lord Daniel's wife, I'll be with her tonight, I'll be with her tonight. Well, the little foot page was a-standing by, and he heard every word that was said. He says, Lord Daniel shall know tonight before I go to bed, before I go to bed. He had 15 miles for to go that night, and 10 of them he run. He run till he come to the broke down bridge. Then he bent to his breast and he swum. He bent to his breast and he swum. He swum till he come to where the grass was green. He took to his feet and he run. He run till he come to Lord Daniel's gate. He rattled at the bells and the rung. He rattled at the bells and the rung. What news, Lord Daniel says, what news to me have you brought? Oh, give me a chance, said little Matty Groves, a chance to fight for my life. For there you have two very fine swords, and me not as much as a knife, and me not as much as a knife. Oh, yes, I have two very... very fine sorts, and they cost me deep in the purse. You may have the finest one, and I will take the worst. Yes, I will take the worst. Then Matty Grove struck the very first lick, and he wounded Lord Daniel's sword. Lord Daniel struck the very next lick, and he drove Matty Grove to the floor. He drove Matty Grove to the floor. And then he taken his lady by the hand, and he set her on his knee. And he says, now which do you love the best, little Matty Groves or me? Little Matty Groves or me? Farewell, I like your rosy cheeks. Farewell, I like your chin. But better I love little Matty Groves than you and all of your kin. Than you and all of your kin. You can dig my grave on a pretty green hill, dig it wide and deep, and put little Matty Groves in my arms, Lord Daniel at my feet, Lord Daniel at my feet.
That was Matty Groves by, what did I do?
Turn it off.
That was Matty Groves by Doc Watson. played it after Death Grips for some reason.
Yeah. Not labored at all.
Hmm?
Not a labored transition whatsoever.
Not at all. No, I think totally it's natural. I mean, it's a nice cool down from Death Grips, I think.
I think so too. And it's
you
a nice
need that.
It's a nice transition into the rest of this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, quickly, I'll just mention I was gonna play that for the Memories episode as well.
Yeah.
I was skiing last winter and just like listening to music, and that song came on, and like it was one of the first, I guess, bluegrass songs that I heard that I was like, and that's not even like very traditional bluegrass, it's just a guitar, but still,
sure,
it was one of the first ones where I was like, oh man, this is some cool stuff. I just love the storytelling.
Yeah,
love the picking. And yeah. Anyway, next up, we've got sort of a thematic duo, I guess, in why we chose them, why I chose them for this episode. So there's a certain stigma around the band known as Neutral Milk Hotel. now, I don't think that this stigma is earned or deserved, but there's a stigma.
There is.
I love Neutral Milk Hotel, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm canceling myself by saying that.
I wouldn't know.
But I'll say, I think my mom showed me Neutral Milk Hotel. I think the first time I heard Neutral Milk Hotel was when Mary Conlin, shout out, was playing it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You have a bomb drop on there?
I wish I had a bomb drop sound effect. What do I have? That works.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So next up, we've got Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel. And then after that, another, I don't know, we've got Cemetery Gates by The Smiths.
Yeah.
Morrissey, questionable individual.
Yeah.
Smiths, great band. But
you heard it here first.
There we go.
Yeah.
Two, one, two, three, four. Okay. but it's only days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread it's sunny days, so I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? But with the loves and hates and passions just like mine, they were born and then they lived and then they died. So unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and cons, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. You say London doodles did words which could only be your own, and then produce the text from when was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, cause where the love of wild is on your mind.
That was Cemetery Gates by the Smiths.
Most certainly, well, certainly was. And this is Oz and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Indeed. My mom is denying that she showed me Neutral Milk Hotel. Really, yeah. Leaving me out to dry.
Yeah, yeah. Let them know.
I'll die on this hill.
We're not going to see you guys next week.
Yeah. We're not going to see you guys next week, so have a great break.
Yeah, have a lovely holiday break.
Yeah.
Whether
you're seeing family or staying around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something nice.
We're going to play you out with Real Death by Mount Eerie.
Mm-hmm.
This was one that I wanted to play for the Songs That Move You show, but I thought it was a little too real. It was a little too... It's a very heavy song, so just be warned about that going into it. If you like it and if it moves you, the album that comes from is beautiful. So, we'll play you out with that.
Death is real. Someone's there and then they're not. And it's not for singing about. It's not for making into art. When real death enters the house, all poetry is dumb. When I walk in to the room where you were and look fails. My knees fail. My brain fails. Words fail. Cry. crusted with tears, catatonic and raw. I go downstairs and outside and you still get mail. A week after you died, a package with your name on it came, and inside was a gift for our daughter you had ordered in secret and collapsed there on the front steps. I wailed. A backpack for when she goes to school a couple years from now. You were thinking ahead to a future you must have known deep down would not include you. Though you clawed at the cliff, you were sliding down, being swallowed into a silence that's bottomless and real. It's dumb.